You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Boom! Welcome to Grown Dad Business. Guys, we're back here. It's the month of February. I never like to put a time to the podcast, but it's February. And this month, you know, since my wife... our wives would never get in front of a microphone and talk about their lives. I decided to make February the women we love.
Moms, moms, moms. Moms we love.
And moms we love. You can check out last week. We had, she is co-host of the Pittsburgh Morning Show, Pittsburgh Today Live, Heather Abraham. She has three kids. The busiest mom I know. That's the last episode. The first episode in the series of Moms, Women We Love. But this one, dude, I'm very excited that... what I'm surprised is that this sounds so professional. Meanwhile, my sister, my comedy sister of almost 25 years, Missy Moreno is here.
Missy Moreno. 2 decades plus.
I know. I'm
look.
And by the way, and it's so funny that Missy, I want to apologize because my podcast, the topic and like theme of my podcast literally prohibits you almost from coming on.
Why? Because it's about dads and I ain't got one.
Oh,
rude.
Me neither. I fire myself.
I know. That's right, we're on.
Well, because we always talk about parenting and stuff like that, but you may have heard Missy back on some Star Wars episodes.
That's right.
Because when it gets super nerdy, I got to bring in Missy. We did Last Jedi? Dad nerd moment.
That's it. Oh, my
gosh,
you
can contribute to all sorts of dad nerd moments.
I am a dad nerd. No, I hear you, but I...
You are a dad nerd, kind of.
I'm a dad nerd. I'm a mama nerd. I'm an auntie nerd. I got plenty of children, honey.
I know. You... Okay, so you're not a mom.
Nothing came out of my hoo-ha that has oxygen and lungs. No.
Yeah.
But
maybe a chrome finish. What? This is just the intro, guys.
No, sorry.
What are we talking about? Class ring? Okay, anyway. We definitely just became a warning. She's shooting the class ring out.
What?
That was gross, by the way. I apologize, everybody.
What?
In the intro.
No, I like it.
I said class ring. Forget it. Okay, never mind.
I don't know what that is. Okay. So I'm also a nerd.
Jeez, oh man.
We have
to start the show over. That was too. That was too much.
Okay, well,
no, I'm kidding. We don't have
delete.
To.
But I'm a mama.
Wait, remember
what?
The last time you were on, you and I were eating pistachios on.
Yes.
On the beats, Kid Mental.
Hey.
AKA Daddy Rome Romes.
AKA Chili Boy. No.
Yeah. The last time she was on, we were talking about Star Wars and we were crushing pistachios on the microphone. I literally had, I'm catching up on Parks and Rec. I had about a dozen people be like, what the hell are you guys eating? And I know we did actually mention it on the podcast.
That's why I brought Boston baked beans to crunch today. It's like, not who here remembers Boston baked beans?
We're just going to fill those little boxes in our mouth.
Yep.
And just swish them around.
How do I have molars after that candy?
Marbles in
That'll
your mouth.
That'll tear you up. But yeah. Yes, it's been a minute.
I know.
And thank you so much for letting a non-parent on. I'm kidding. Who gives a crap?
You're a mom.
I'm a teacher. I mom the shit out of
you
everyone.
You are.
Let's... I'm an aunt. I'm not kidding. At least 16 to 18 children. Yes. I'm
That'll
not
be
kidding.
The intro, and then the rest of the show will be who knows what fall to your heart. Okay.
There it is. What?
No, Missy, you are one of those people in someone's life. You are their aunt. You're their big sister. Like, you're their little sister. Like, you are that person, and you play it perfectly. And we are so happy to have you in our life. Like, honestly.
Thank you.
Like, my kids call you Aunt Missy.
Yes, I love them.
Our mutual longtime childhood friend, Chris Prexta.
Yes.
Who, you know, who's at my, they're at my house multiple days a week. And yes. Then they call you Aunt Missy.
It's
you know,
beautiful.
So like, we're a big, nerdy Steel Valley family.
True.
Where we grew up from the Steel Valley. Holla at your boy, Iron Man. Yeah, y'all. But anyways, number 33, retire it. But anyway. Charlie Batchy, Mert is God. I'm just trying to say all sorts of things. I'm just going to turn on our local shout outs into it like the end of a Wu-Tang song.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Roll
it rolls
call.
Everything around me. Children. See, when I have Kid Mental here, and then you being an incredible improviser who we have 25 years of comedy blood running through us.
Yes. It's the
you need
words
to,
are coming out of our pores.
You might have to put this podcast on half speed because Missy and I speak in post-it notes.
Yeah.
Like literally, true. It's just.
We're the cliff notes of friendship conversation.
I know. We're like, yeah, but you did. I knew. Yes, actually.
And it's like sound effects.
I know. And I just know everything about your day.
We're like, great. See you next week.
Yeah, yeah. No, but you have been a comedian, a comedian. Do people
comedian.
Say that still? Just say comedian.
I know. Why do I need to?
I'm ready. I'm ready to do actor. Just actor.
Actors.
Oh, that is
actor.
What I say.
Oh, but then no way. Then there won't be two statues.
Well,
we can talk about that.
Yeah, we have so much.
Talk about
to talk
that later.
About.
We have so much to talk about. Guys.
So much.
This is going to be 16 hours.
Since the last time we talked, 4 Star Wars came out. So, and 9 seasons of Mandalorian. So. And our Pittsburgh brother, Jeff Goldblum, has an amazing series on Disney Plus.
Oh, my God.
Guys, if you haven't checked out Disney Plus, this is an ad.
That's
this is a plug.
Yes, sponsor.
Not really my sponsor, but Disney Plus is an incredible family app. And Jeff Goldblum's show, we watch as a family.
Oh,
and
my
we
gosh.
Learn so much. There's just, he does an episode like on ice cream. And it's
yeah.
history of ice cream. And he like goes to different ice creams around the country.
He can literally describe Band-Aids
and
to me.
I
need it. I want it. He is a little digest of
I feel close to Jeff Goldblum because where he grew up, his childhood home,
yeah.
I literally could throw a baseball to.
I know.
Over my backyard.
His dad was a dentist here.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah,
his house
of course. And
from my backyard.
Well, that's the right fancy there. Ass
is,
part.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because
he's in like the only fancy part.
Yeah, because this it's like the Proj, my house, and then Jeff Goldblum's childhood home. So you got to like drive a little bit.
That's the landscape here.
Yeah. Yeah, where the Jewish dentist lived. But we were all living together then.
Oh,
back
yes,
then.
Yes.
We were all together back then.
That's right.
So anyway, you're the comedy auntie. You're the
yes.
comedy auntie of Pittsburgh.
Aw, yeah.
You are,
that's going on the front of my car in an airbrush license plate.
It should be. The comedy auntie of Pittsburgh?
Immediately.
And you're my comedy sister.
And you're my comedy
and so
brother,
that's why
and I love you.
Out of how many weeks in February of women we love, you are the one non-mom.
But also
still a mom.
But also,
you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I feel proud to represent my non-mom women
yeah,
up in there.
Absolutely.
So,
you know
yeah.
how important you are.
Of yeah. course. No, thank you. I'm doing it for all of us.
Okay, when we come back, who knows what we're going to talk about. We got to find a good curtain. That's
okay.
that's what we tried to do.
All right,
you know
perfect.
What I mean? We try to find a good blackout.
And scene, yeah.
This is improv
I like it.
Talk.
Yeah, you got to go out on the right note, yes.
I wish that one day that Jeff Goldblum would be driving around and like he would like have to stop at my house. Like
ask.
He'd be like checking out his childhood home and then he'd stop by and he'd be like, oh,
yes.
your kids are playing soccer. I can't do Jeff Goldblum.
I felt it. The pod, the deep tone, smooth voice came out right.
Yeah,
so I'm
I
was feeling it.
And then like, you know, Michael Keaton stops over for a
and
glass
he's like,
of milk.
And he says, nice fucking milk carton, honk, honk. Are we allowed to swear on this? I can't.
Sure we can. It's in the intro.
F word.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes people don't want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
gotta
I
be
won't.
Careful.
You can't do that these days.
And also, sometimes people are listening in their minivans while they're taking their kids to dance practice, and they're just like, Aaron just dropped the F-bomb
right.
on
so
my kids.
Beware.
Yeah, earmuffs.
Earmuffs, because you're going to pirouette your ass with some doodly words.
You know what we're going to do, Missy? We're going to do a podcast. You and I, and of course, Kid Mental.
Yes.
It's for specifically to play with your kids in the van.
Yes.
We're
going to
do
that. Yes.
That is grown mom dad business.
Yes.
We're going to do a podcast specifically.
Can it be called Kid Business?
Yeah, Grown Kid
get
Business.
It? And then it's Grown Kid Business. Because then Kid Mental, it's like all
get
part
it.
Of it. I'm mental.
But you can listen to
so
it in the van with your kids, and it'll be us
after,
being funny.
Yeah, after you drop the F-bomb.
This one.
Oh, okay.
A future episode.
Okay.
Because then it's another.
Yeah, I have me there. I was like,
and I'll
what?
Be like, oh, our chocolate milk's too small.
Yeah.
So it's all stuff kids can relate to.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, boogers are nasty, but taste good. Am
they
I right?
Salty,
it's
salty. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of salt.
I will say, though, no matter what, you can never go wrong. Farts are always funny.
Farts are always
so true.
Unless
farts are always funny.
It's super wet, then you gotta get up and go to
talk about the wet stuff.
It's a fart.
He's the cautionary tale.
Sorry, man. My butt is.
Your butt is what?
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver. Hey, that's my dad's name. Rate and review. Subscribe and share. About to get super dope.
Friends, thank you so much for listening. I just want to just say you're the best. Please subscribe and share if you're on iTunes. Share it. If you listen anywhere else, because we are on many different apps where you can listen, where you listen to podcasts, you can find us anywhere. Please subscribe, like us, review us on those apps. You're the best. Also, hey, I just want to shout out our Patreon followers. If you don't know what Patreon is, go check out patreon.com/AaronCliver. That's basically where you can support your creative friends. And it's kind of like subscribing. And not only are you supporting your creative friends that you love, you're also getting things from subscribing. It's pretty dope. So like every month you subscribe, whatever, $1, $3, $5, and you get to support us, but you also get early access to the podcast. You get early access as soon as it's up and edited. Kid Mental puts it up on Patreon. You will get it. He also will include an exclusive beat. Yeah, that's right. An exclusive beat from Kid Mental. You can just make it a ringtone, whatever. Listen to it when you're working out. Whatever. Follow your dreams. I don't know. Use it for a Pepsi commercial. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. But you can also check out him, patreon.com/KidMental.
Yep. K-I-D-M-E-N-T-A-L.
That's it. He also does beats, does all kinds of things on his Patreon. Support creative artists, but especially support this podcast. So patreon.com/AaronCliver.
Check the notes.
Yeah,
check
the show notes. There's a link down there. Check out the show notes.
We're going to have a free early access. We're going to have the post show on there. And we're going to
Oh, my gosh. The post show.
Yeah,
we do. Most episodes, we do a post show with our guests. That's a lot of fun. So check that on Patreon also. And if you want to check out a couple other things, all of this is on GrownDadBusiness.com. You can find Patreon through there. You can find Grown Dad shirts. We did a bunch of Grown Dad shirts. They're amazing. Some Beastie Boys inspired, Wu-Tang inspired, just mom and dad hilariousness on some t-shirts. Printed by Ink Division in Braddock, Pennsylvania. Locally owned, but they work nationwide. Ink-division.com. I love them. Tell them Grown Dad Business sent you. You guys are the best. Be kind, be funny. That was good.
It was great.
Boom. We are back. Missy, thanks for...
Hi.
We do that live. You're sitting there watching me say that, all those things.
I was just
it's
taking
genuine.
It in. I was soaking it up.
Because it's genuine.
You are a one-man band. but you're a two-man band.
Oh, you know what? I was telling...
You're a band with many wires.
Yay.
Which sounds like a new HBO documentary I'm going to bring.
HBO!
He does weird shout-outs. He's like, vanilla pudding! You're like, what?
Do you remember that fancy HBO song?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Whenever my stepdad calls it the box. Oh, we got a new box.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like really
fancy.
When
I used to steal cable with an illegal box, I used to buy at the flea market when I was 14 years old.
Black box.
So when I used to do that, it never came with HBO. Like you, channel five was supposed to be HBO, but it would take everything else. Like you
scrambler.
Can you jailbreak it? I just found out about that.
It was a de-scrambler.
What's jailbreaking? Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the cable boxes back in the day.
Kind of though.
Yeah, but they didn't call it that. It was a de-scrambler.
Oh, because jailbreak is the most intense term for anything, and I'm like,
it is.
I'm scared, and I'm waiting for like.
That's when you break into like the operating system of your phone. You jailbreak it.
When
you put like, you know, some movie program on your Amazon Fire Stick. Who does that?
I thought it was when I got past Boss Hogg and my Dukes of Hazzard episode. No. Know. Or like Andy Griffith and Don Knotts are chasing me.
Goddamn jailbreak.
Or it's when Ulysses S. Grant stops me. I'm like using the oldest ass references.
What the hell? Could you not use the Satan filter again?
That was supposed to be a robot.
Okay, oh knock that off.
No, that's Tim Curry from Legend.
Yeah, are you kidding
here.
Me? Yeah. It's a Tim Curry phone message in my dreams. That's horrifying.
I know, I'm like Jack Nicholson.
It just came out wrong, that's all.
By the way, there will be no substance.
None.
In this show with Missy Marino.
Yes,
listen up, everyone. Gravity is not a joke. I'm kidding. What? That was my substance. Wait, what does that mean?
What?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows what Aaron just meant.
Oh, I wanted to tell you this, Rum. So Missy was one of my first friends I ever beatboxed with.
Oh yeah,
I can freestyle
like
hard
thing,
and long.
It was a
that's
thing
what you
that
said.
Like rap freestyle or freestyle
yeah, rap
as a
freestyle, bitch.
Oh,
I
listen,
do it all.
Okay, yeah, right. You cool, heard. So,
wait, give me a subject, and I will flow. Like,
so this is what she does, and like I used to beatbox, and then we'd be at like musical practice or like. In the band room for some reason, or in the gifted room,
or SVTV room.
Yeah, and she would freestyle, and she's one of the Ooh. Best musical improvisers. It's one thing in comedy that I cannot do, but you, yeah, and sings like a sweet,
give me a subject,
sweet
though,
church angel.
Real
Let's
quick.
Talk about some crackers, maybe some Ritz.
Okay. Oh, we did chili again.
All right.
Oh. I want to give you something. Will you give me an amen? Because we just had chili with some cinnamon. Ooh. Oh, I'm telling you that it was kind of little freaky, but I think there were beans in it, a little bit of turkey. I was having fun at my boy's home. I was eating with Aaron and my new best friend, Jerome. Ooh. And we were here, we were having some fire while we're all connected to these mics and these wires.
Whoa.
I was feeling good. I was feeling like this ain't no alley. I'm living it up in my home, the Steel Valley.
Yeah.
I'm feeling warm. I'm feeling all cozy. Look at me. I brought my fire hosey.
Whoa.
That's my butthole. I call it a fire hose. Oh. It goes exploding. When you pull me up, I'm a hose. I'm going to give you my crazy little potatoes. That is me going back in my afros. No, I don't have one. Is that rude? Oh, it's crackers. I had it on this couch that used to be Abby's. This was our friend's couch.
That's a correct.
That we're sitting on. That bitch gave it to him. She said, yes, I'm down. Just come look at me and you'll be my luck because I'll give you a $20 buck. Anywho, that's my flow. Everyone says that's Missy Marino.
Which this is couch
me.
Was a gift.
This couch was a gift. It
this
wasn't
couch
$20.
Was a gift. Nice.
Yay.
I told you she could.
She going off.
I did say afros. Thank you.
Afros are a thing.
I'm like, I love them.
Yeah.
I have an afro.
No, do you?
Yeah.
I do.
It's a mohawk.
He's the only dude I know that does a do-rag left. He's the only...
But he's keeping my hair
oh,
nice.
Oh, I love it. No, that's nice.
Keeps it nice.
Did you
mine
see,
is so
did
gray
you see,
anymore.
We laughed about this. Did you see comedian Godfrey stop these kids in the mall? It's
oh,
on
yeah,
his
yeah.
Instagram.
No.
And it's these little white kids. They all got do-rags on. And he had to stop them and just be like, what the hell?
Like, no.
Are you little white kids?
What are you doing?
And they were all kind of like laughing. And he's like, yo, like this little, I'm telling you, it's like a 12-year-old white kid.
No. Oh my gosh.
He was like, no, no. He's like, no, my hair looks good. And Garvey's like, shut up. He untied it. It was the most beautiful blonde waves I ever seen. And Garvey was like, oh, okay. All right, boy.
Like, okay,
it was hilarious.
That is
You're listening to Grown Dad Business.
Thank you, Todd.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of the malls, remember Century 3 Mall?
Yeah, we have a mall here that you can look up. You know, I have a couple comedian friends around the country.
What movie? I mean, what show? Mindhunter.
Oh, it was.
It was a season... Maybe it was season two.
Yeah, they did use
like
the
right
mall.
Before background.
Or maybe it was season one then. Season one, it was filmed there.
Well, like we have that mall and a couple comedian friends of mine, they are into like those abandoned like places
really?
And malls.
Yeah.
And so like at least two or three comedian friends are like, hey, have you ever went into that abandoned mall by you? And I was like, what? I was like, how do you know about that?
And no, are it's we a allowed thing. To?
Oh, go on Reddit. There's blogs.
Can you like, go in there? I can't, though. Emotionally, I cannot. That's where I first learned to love.
Like,
also bought an IOU sweatshirt. It was like, I'm VIP now, bitch.
Do you know how much jewelry I stole from Claire's for girlfriends in high school?
Wow. My.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but...
Do you know how many logs of cheese I took from Pepperidge Farms and shoved up my ass into my fire hose?
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Know why I called it
I'm
that
sorry.
Right here.
I'm sorry.
I've never done that before.
All the gifts I gave to girls in middle school and high school were 100% felonious.
Oh, my God.
Stolen.
Pip, stolen. Daddy was a piece of shit.
Daddy was a piece of shit. All these best friend necklaces is lies.
Daddy was a piece of shit. Daddy was a piece of shit.
Daddy.
Your daddy was a piece of shit for a little while.
Stole that shit for you.
Your daddy was a piece of shit a little bit while.
He stole that shit for you.
I love this.
Me too.
I can't.
Jelly bracelets were free.
jelly bracelets were free. Free, baby. Who needs a locket? I love laughing with you.
Oh my gosh.
There are people that are like, who is this woman?
Or they're just like, wow.
We finally
have found the.
Actually, if you want to see Missy Marino perform, if you are in the Pittsburgh area, you have toured. I have said before you've toured with Reset List around the country, which is, by the way, a band that makes up the songs based on a set list that the audience gives them.
Yeah, we've fully improvised it.
It's insane.
That friend is getting married in May.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know. I'm so happy
Congrats.
For him. He's
and
in LA.
And also with our friend Cotter McCandless.
Yep.
You are one half of Baby Grand.
Baby Grand.
And Baby you're doing an amazing thing. If you're from Pittsburgh, Monday, Baby March 2nd, Grand. Missy is performing with Baby Grand, with Connor McCandless, and more.
Yes. So it's actually my show, and Great Baby Grand is part of it.
Yes.
It is a back to school, the musical, because I'm going back to school.
You're,
so I'm doing a life
change. That's amazing. You're literally going back to school, get some more education.
Yes.
And
I'm changing up the career.
Yeah, and I love it.
And Aaron will also be a guest. I'm going to go into computer coding. And
get the money, get the money.
C++. Shout out to JavaScript.
What's up, PC Bank?
So that's Monday, March 2nd.
Yes, at the RK Comedy Theater.
What time?
8 p.m.
And by the way, free parking downtown after 6 p.m.
Good call.
After 6, baby.
And even if you can't find parking, because I know that's what you're thinking right now, because I've lived in Pittsburgh for a very long time, and you're like, it's downtown. No. Liberty Avenue is a whole new place. It's amazing. There's food. Come down. Eat before the show.
Boom.
It's a Monday night.
Yes.
And
what time is the show?
You can park right on Liberty in front of August Wilson Center.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can park right across the street.
It's 8 p.m.
Yeah.
It's like an hour and a half.
And to be honest, even...
And wait, my dear friend Schwa DeVive, who is one of the best drag queens in the country. Like,
Yes.
Broadway veteran.
Triple and what's cool makes arcade like a home.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
But these are all the people on the show. Yes. Like you, it's like some of my favorite people. Jesse L.E., one of the, I call him the funny Ben Folds of Pittsburgh
yes,
and beyond.
Yes, he is. That little man on the piano.
Yes, he
so
can crush
funny.
Anything. And you are beyond words.
Thank you.
But it literally takes place in a whole high school and I'm so excited.
So yeah, it's a back to school special. It
it's a
really
back to
is.
School special.
March 2nd, Monday, March 2nd at Arcade Comedy Theater, 8 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast. I'm going to do a special theme stand-up set. It's gonna be a lot of fun. No spoilers.
You gotta come.
While we're saying it, I mean, if you're listening, I'm in Columbus. That's a private show. So on the 20th. So sorry.
So break in.
Put
a glass against the door.
If you're also a Pittsburgh fan, my friend Chris Brexta, our friend, Streetlight Stories is premiering this month. So if you look at Pittsburgh Dad, if there are any public tickets available, you can go check out Find Pittsburgh Dad, Find Streetlight Stories. Because if you guys don't know, my son, Luke the Nuke, plays Jeffy.
Which is like, and I was on set and got to hang out with them a day. And it looks so great.
If you remember Jeffy
hilarious.
From the first one, my son is Jeffy.
That's
the second
damn
one,
dream come true.
What he's doing in the second one, we literally read in the script and laughed our balls off.
It is so perfect.
So, yeah, they're having a screening. If there's any public tickets available for February 24th in Pittsburgh. Also, I'll be in Harrisburg February 28th and 29th. So that's going to be in Harrisburg Comedy Zone. And also I'll be in Grand Rapids in March. I'll be back in Columbus March 9th. I mean, so, you know,
a
fun things.
Great stuff happening.
I'll be getting around a little bit.
I'll be babysitting the end of the month. Like, no.
I'm going to be playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm going to a baby shower
morning.
The first weekend in March.
I'm probably going to be cutting a new charcuterie board.
You guys, middle March, I'm going to Aldi. It's going to be lit. Meet me there in the bean aisle. So.
Yeah, we got all kinds of things. We got raw fish.
Raw.
We got raw fish. We got
beef
gummy
jerky,
worms.
Gummy
beef
worm.
Jerky.
We got beef. We got gummy jerky and beef worms.
We got baby shooting bottle rockets at you when you walk in the door.
I'm going to be dropping the kids off at the pool. So.
Oh.
No, but for real, we have a kiddie pool. We have a kiddie pool that also is a daycare.
Oh, my God. No, we're serious.
Yeah. Wait, what were we even talking about? Is this a party? Why did it turn into a Stefan bit? What happened?
Stefan, as in hot Urkel
every
Family Matters.
And then when you walk in, everybody gets their own private heating blankets.
Weighted heating blankets.
What?
To the point where you can't get out from under it, so you will get burned. You will get burned. We want you to get burned.
And they're all in the style of Jungle Cats.
Jungle Cats!
By the way, this is our pitch for a morning show.
But we just, scream things. I'm like the Uncle Joey of this moment.
Aaron, Missy, and Kid in the Morning?
Oh, that's Joey from Blossom. Look at you.
What do you think, Aaron, Missy, and Kid in the Morning?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Aaron, Missy, and Kid in the Morning.
Who's going to do traffic?
I'll be like...
Becca the professor. Yeah.
She will have that shit navigated.
Yeah.
Who listens to traffic in the morning and actually gets advice from it? Anyone? Raise your hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, does that really help you?
Every once in a while, if I had it on, you know, you'll listen to your local stations.
Oh, they'll be like, don't get off at exit 62 and that.
Yeah,
there's
like,
a dumpster driving
by. You don't
want to
go down this way. It's gridlock all the way. And then you're like, well, Google already told me that, but thank you.
And then gridlock is actually this ancient beast from the Monongahela River.
Did we just come up with another reason why radio is going to be dead soon?
Oops. I mean, listen to it.
That's terrible.
Radio.
Pittsburgh, I love radio.
Invented radio. KDKA, bitch. The end. We were the first radio station
for real.
In the whole entire nation.
Is that true?
Yeah, KDKA. Yeah. It was in the golf building
in
downtown.
Yeah.
Wait, it wasn't in the golf. Wait. I used to be a Just Ducky tour guide.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. You know so much about Pittsburgh.
I know so many things. What's something you want to know?
You know, wasn't the golf building one of the tallest skyscrapers in the country at one point?
Yes.
because Pittsburgh was like the steel.
Just say anything else you want, and I'm going to yes and you. But that is true.
Yes. Well, not everybody's from Pittsburgh. Only about like 30% of our listeners, 40% of our listeners okay. are from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but I was a Just Ducky tour for the nation, honey. What else do you want to know?
Yeah, that is one of the most fun. Wait, is that one of the most fun jobs you've ever had? Because
it honestly was. Okay, so Just Ducky tours were World War II vessels that could ride on land and water.
Yes.
And so that's what we would do. They have it in many cities, although now, thanks to that terrible accident, they kind of yes. like...
Didn't one capsize? Yeah,
yes, and people died. But here's the thing. I'm not going to speculate on the case. We were very...
Ow.
Because they went out on waters that should not have been ridden on. I will say, like, we were in business for like 26 wow. years, and there was never a single accident.
Never.
Because wow. you're in communication with the Coast Guard. When you're on the water, I know that sounds so funny. I was a first mate.
Listen, trained by the
Coast Guard.
I feel like you're doing a bit.
I'm not, though.
Like, I know you had this
It was
job.
My job. I would, like, stand there with a spear. Because yeah. I was scared. I'd be like, ha, 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 joke. So we get on the water, and I would be like... Jim Carrey in that SNL.
You were
sketch.
Certified first mate
when we were on the water, but I'd be like breathing in people's ears right next to their face. I'm like, why are you leaning over though?
Now next time we
you
go,
you need to sit in all y'all seat.
Next time we go to Kennywood, I gotta get you a sailor hat with your name on it.
I already have one,
of course,
but thank
you.
Probably has more than
Shit.
One.
Shit, wait, I'm gonna show you a picture of it.
Oh my god,
with Heidi, I got one.
Oh my god.
But anyways, no, that was stressful. I was like, I'm the one who's gonna save your ass,
yeah,
little
crazy.
Boy. So if you're laughing, I'm gonna keep you underwater.
Guys, I'm sorry if you haven't known Missy and I for 20 years. Get with it.
Get with it. How are you doing? Let's talk to the audience.
How are you guys?
How are you? That's just say it right now. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
That's good.
There's some
great.
Pain
That's
out there.
All right. Yeah.
There's a little pain
sense.
Somewhere
a
out there.
A
little bit.
It's okay, but be real with us. We
no,
want you to be real.
Why we're here.
We're here to listen to
that's
you
why,
even though we can't hear
that's
you.
That's why Kid Mental has sweet beats.
Sweet beats.
Did I mention
Kid
that
Mental.
You can get a beat if you go to patreon.com/AaronKleiber?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to sign up.
Get that beat.
How can
get that
listen
beat.
To this juicy sweetness.
Early access. Do you have a picture of you in a sailor hat?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find.
Oh, you're scrolling through your 11,000 photos.
Like,
no, for real though. How many photos are in there though? For real though.
First of all, let's see
Tell
how many
how
emails
many.
I have.
I can't look at it. I can't. I won't look at it. I swear
53,586.
No, that can't be true. I can't.
I mean, that's not real. It's like five
that's,
different emails going
that's
in.
Not,
guys, comment
please,
on this post online.
Screenshot
with how many
that right now and send that to me.
Okay. With how
that's
many.
That's going to be literally the cover of your podcast. That
Seriously,
gives me anxiety.
Though, comment on Aaron's post on how many emails do you have unread?
53,000?
53K.
Look how many I have.
53,000.
Look how many I have.
Oh my God, 58? I have.
58.
Well, there's a 58
And that stresses
in
me out.
It stresses me out when there's a low number.
So if you're trying to email me, like, look at my phone. It's all notifications.
I know.
Guys, it's hard out here for a parent, okay?
Oh. Well, us
that was
non-parents.
An Oscar song. Do you want to talk Oscars?
All right. I was busy and didn't watch it. I also am not a major fan of award shows. I get like stressed out during
it. I do too.
And
I'm not crazy about them. Yeah. So we don't even have to talk about them.
But we can mention.
I don't want to.
Did you see Parasite? I have not, and I want to so
watch
bad.
That. But Listen. I watch Host. Did you watch Host?
Yes.
No.
No. Shut your mouth.
I never watched.
Don't
Parasite.
You say
I didn't
a
watch
word.
Parasite. I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay, don't say anything.
Oh my gosh.
I'm saying Host.
I'm legitimately mad right now.
Why was there?
I thought you almost were about to spoil
it.
The movie.
I didn't watch it either. It's
Is
the
there
same
a spoiler?
Dude. It's the same dude.
Oh, okay, it's the same guy. I know
yeah,
that.
That's what
oh,
I'm
the director is the same.
The host is great.
Because Host is awesome.
So the thing is, everyone keeps saying.
His little pansies on that one.
Oh, it's one of my biggest pet peeves of all time is spoiling movies.
Yeah, me too. High five.
I'm with it. Okay, God bless you. God bless you, brother of God. Okay, listen. Because apparently everyone says,
Sorry.
If you don't know what Parasite is, don't talk about it. Don't say nothing.
Okay, fair
don't
enough.
Don't ask anybody about it. Just go see it.
Yes, because it
I like right. that.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying about the Oscars is this movie, Parasite, better be fucking good.
No, it definitely is.
I know it's good.
Right.
Lots of people said it's good.
Is, man.
Dude, it won an Oscar.
Host
it's amazing.
Was great.
Shit.
Host was really
good.
Host was great. So.
That's all I'm saying.
That's what yeah. I'm shooting.
When I see this movie better be good.
No, I know it's good.
Because other movies in Best Picture were really good.
I finally saw that. What's the Brad Pitt one?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's so good.
It's incredible.
And I usually go assume I won't like those machismo movies.
I'm literally talking about movies. I used to have a podcast called You Can't Handle the Truth with Sean Collier.
Yes.
And I feel like on this podcast, like, I don't want to give movie opinions.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people to get mad because I think you're dumb for liking a certain movie or something like that. Like,
exactly. You don't want to insult people for what they
like. I do. Though.
Okay.
Like,
well,
I judge people on their. Like, I remember one time.
My respect is for the people that like Two and a Half Men. That's who I want to F in bed at night. I'm kidding.
No, like, I had an interaction one time with somebody who was working at a comedy club. And they said to me, oh my God, there's Missy.
There's my sailor hat.
With her sailor hat.
That I got this past summer.
And she got this past summer as a grown woman.
As a grown woman. God bless you. With my middle-aged best friend.
Oh, by the way, wait, what was I just talking about? Because I remember post-it notes. That's where we're at.
Oh,
wait, what was I just talking about?
Movies making people feel dumb.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hold that thought. And then.
Pause.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
We have to rewind the tape.
Okay. What I was going to say is, this is why I judge people so harshly. I think when people say some of their favorite movies, for me, it tells a lot about that person.
Yeah, I know.
It tells me a lot.
Is it bad if you go on a date and they like something you loathe that you want to leave?
I haven't dated in over 20 years, and that's bad.
Okay. Wait, you mean I should stay on the date?
Have I dated for 20 years? Yeah.
I haven't dated
for 18 years.
I was going to say, I've known you longer than your wife has.
That's
because
true.
We were young children together.
That's true.
Question, though. So, should you leave a date if they don't like this? If they like movies that you're like, oh, hell to the no-no.
There's no way you can have life together.
That's true. Yeah.
If someone literally, okay. I actually want to hear couples right now. I want to hear from couples. If you know anybody in Pittsburgh, especially, that I can have on the show, or a story you have, I need to know if there are any couples that hate each other's movie tastes, that never watch each other's movies. Because, okay, for instance, my wife, she, you know, Wendy will not watch horror movies at
my
all.
Wife.
Like, at all, will not watch horror movies.
Well, I'm not saying we're like to love every single movie.
Exactly. But right. We love comedies. Like, we watch every single comedy together. Like,
I hate scary movies.
My wife's favorite movie of all time is Back to the Future. She's sexy.
Oh,
so, boom.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Did you ever see John Mulaney's disgraced nuclear physicist?
Yes,
live for that bit anyways.
So on that, I really think that would, for me, that would be hard.
Yeah, no, I see it. I agree. I can't be, I actually will like it if my person would like, okay, clearly I'm single. If you haven't picked that up from minute fucking one, there's
musicals.
My one F word.
Musicals? Do they have to like musicals?
They have to appreciate it and they have to like a wiener in the butt from another guy. I
want to
marry a gay
what?
Guy. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm
what
kidding.
Are you saying?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. I get it. Dear. You want to marry you're a gay guy.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I'm saying no. Okay, but for real, though. I want to marry a gay guy, but will it be good? I really don't know if that's something that I should do, but I want to. Who will he do me in my bum 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 bum? I'm kidding.
What? We have to mark this explicit now.
I'm sorry. No.
It's okay.
Okay, kids.
We're allowed to mark these explicit.
Oh my gosh. Is this going to make the Patreon? Patreon. No.
Right in the boom.
right in the bum.
Back door. In the back door.
Guys, it's all comedy.
It's jokes.
So what I was going to say was.
Tell us.
I had one person say one time that I don't want to give him out.
Okay, don't unveil
him. No, because like,
him.
You know, we're friends with all the clubs we work
yes.
at. You're friends with the sound people. You're friends with the door people and the servers. So there
okay,
was.
Okay, what are you like singing the opening song of Beauty and the Beast over here? You're like, there goes the doorman and the server ever. They're telling me what that's the same.
No, so it was.
Disney
okay.
Plus.
So it was a new employee at a club.
Oh my
and I was
gosh.
Like, wow, they're
I know
really,
who it is. No,
I was
I'm
like,
kidding.
I was like, this dude's really cool. Like, you know, you're like, oh, I'll probably talk to them all weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a oh, cool person, right? And I go, the next day, you know, they're like, oh, did you do anything? You know, and I'm like, oh, I went and saw a movie. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, what'd you see? You know? And they're like, oh, yeah, this summer, I probably saw my favorite movie of all time. Like, it blew my mind. And I was like, ooh
snap.
And I remember what year it was because I was like, oh, my God,
I
me
know
too.
What movie this was.
I was you like, know. Oh, me too. And I was like, yeah, Interstellar was my favorite of the year. And he was like, dude, Transformers 2. Or wait, was it 3? I forget what year it was. I swear to God, this person was like... I can't.
Oh my God.
No, I have to look it up because this is okay.
Whatever year that was, I think I was living in Chicago then.
It's like Interstellar.
And they were filming it in town. Oh, and someone died on set. Sorry. That's terrible. It was like an extra or something.
It literally was Transformers 3.
What year?
I'm pretty sure. It was 2014.
Oh, no, I was back
here.
Hold
up. That was the one with Skidmark and thing, wasn't it?
Mark Wahlberg.
No,
I don't.
No.
Oh, yeah.
The worst one.
When this dude's like, oh, the new Transformers? Oh, my God, dude. With
is Mark it really good?
Let's see.
Oh, I was about to die.
He was like, with Mark Wahlberg? And I was like, I was taken aback.
Aback.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was one of those moments.
Wait, did that movie give you good vibrations?
But you know,
it was
listen,
a sweet.
We're so used to doing bits.
Yeah.
It was a moment where I thought he started a bit.
You know? You're like, wait a minute.
He was like, oh, my God, Mark Wahlberg? And I was like,
is there more to this?
Me too. What? Like, and he was like, dude, I'm telling you, dude, you got to see it. And I was just like,
no.
I am not going to talk to you the rest of the week.
Yeah, you're deleted,
I'm
boy.
I'm like, what's wrong with your brain? Your brain is broken.
Oh, my gosh, that is so beautiful. Remember the last movie we saw was Friends? Remember we saw...
Yeah, what did
it wasn't
yet?
The last one. We saw Star Wars. But no, remember Godzilla? That was so fun.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Because I love big, stupid action movies that are fun.
I don't
care.
That's fun. But see, but someone will say, oh, Transformers is the same thing.
No.
It's not. No.
I know. It's not.
You can have a big monster movie that's a good movie. It's a decent movie. It's not going to win Oscars.
But when it's like stupid and big.
Okay, for instance, I'll throw another one. I enjoy The Rock in Skyscraper.
Oh, I love
it's a
The Rock.
Fun movie.
Yes. Ooh, if
it's
I could be his mommy. What? I don't know
movie.
What that means.
It's a fun movie, right?
Thanks for having a non-mom
But Transformers
on.
3 is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Missy, I love you with all my heart. We're holding
you.
Hands right now.
We're holding
I love
hands.
You with all my heart. You are a woman I love. And I will say right now, Rum, you ready for this?
What?
Listen, I got an announcement to make.
What?
I want to say that... As of today, Missy Marina is the only guest allowed on without children.
No!
This is it. This
Thank
is it.
Missy Moreno. Oh my God. Will you play that on a loop at my funeral? That is so beautiful.
Do you need it again? Hit her again with me.
Yeah, please.
Missy Moreno.
Missy Moreno. That was like unicorns for the ears. Thank you.
Yeah, because I realize laughing with you and I'm like, I cannot keep this from the world. I cannot
I
keep Missy Marino.
Because grown dads need best girlfriends.
Well,
and
you know
I am
what?
Like your sister. I'm your brother.
From what I
I'm
understand,
your maternal brother.
60% of my audience are moms.
Hi, moms.
Probably
what's up?
Moms.
Hey, mom.
And
ladies.
We love talking about the back
ladies.
Door. I'm kidding. That
what
okay, I'll
what?
Stop. I'll stop. I'll stop.
We're going to have some,
no, for
you
real.
Know what? You can help me that at some point in the podcast, we're going to do some NC-17 episodes.
Oh,
no,
did
what
I make
I mean
this
is,
one by we'll, accident?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So oh, gosh.
But it was all about love. It was all about
yeah,
just love.
Yeah, exactly. It
was all,
it's
come
silly
on. It wasn't filthy.
No.
It was like, you know, because let's
you
be
know
honest.
What? I had lunch with
people
mom.
In life have fun. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You have fun. Enjoy each other.
Exactly.
Okay? Enjoy
I had
each other.
I had late lunch with my mommy today.
Like yeah.
And we were talking about how we love to be like naughty to elderly ladies and be like, what's up, girl? Is your... I won't say that word.
I know.
Is your pussy
well,
itchy?
What's so funny?
And but they'll giggle and cackle. But we're not... It's just because we look like Cabbage Patch Kids and then being semi-naughty is like...
Isn't it funny, though, that like...
so funny to people.
That, whenever we'll do like comedy shows for like older crowds,
yeah,
they'll be like, well, they're an older crowd, so you should keep. And I go,
yeah, they
literally, these are the people that grew up with George Carlin and Richard Pryor,
you know,
and Red Fox,
hello,
and Moms Mabley. Like, what are you talking
and,
about?
And war,
yeah, like right,
Joan Rivers,
and
yeah,
Vietnam on the evening news,
yeah.
They'll be fine when that'd someone tells a wiener joke.
Yes, exactly.
And it's so funny because then you'll do these.
If anything,
shows
it makes it sillier.
With older people, and they'll be like, "Man, you were pretty clean," or like, "Oh, honey, you could have let loose." Like,
loose, get it?
Yeah,
get
like
it.
Talk about my flappy
pum pum.
What?
I stop myself.
Don't see. This is why it's a special episode.
Flappy pum pum, right? Is that what they call it? No.
Correct. Oh my gosh. Now it's rated triple X. I'm so sorry.
That's it. That's what it is.
This is like Hustler, but for the ears. No, it's not at all.
Guys,
we're such nerds.
Hustler for the ears. They probably have that.
They do.
That's
and it's like, yo, hun.
No, you know what?
I can't even.
You have to hear it on the post show.
No.
We're going to do Hustler Radio. It's only the post show.
Wait,
you can check it out.
It's called G-Rated Hustler Radio.
Yeah, it's not going to be filthy, but
no. We're
going to do Hustler Radio. It's on the post show. Grown Dad Business post show. Only on Patreon. Patreon.com/AaronKleiber. Be kind, be funny. Are we ready to get out of here? You're the best.
Let's do it.
Oh, you singing an exit song.
It's time to exit. You want me to stop talking?
Is this stuck? Are you singing an exit song? Is
it's
it still about butts?
It's time to exit. It could be about butts or this show. It's up
exit
to you.
Exit only.
Exit only. It's the only way to go.
Unless you're in love.
Unless you're in love.
What happened?
I know. Love you.
Grown Dad Business. 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 Business.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.